And it's our Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you this morning by May Adam. And joining me this morning from Peer Area Referral Service, it's the Executive Director, Mr. Corwin Jones. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
How are we doing today?
Doing well, doing well. I saw the sun for about 10 minutes this morning.
I know, kind of peeked out and then it went, I'm going to go rest a little more. But it should be a good day all in all.
Indeed, yeah.
And it's been a little while since we've been able to catch up here. But we want to kind of let people know that, you know, this time of year, we really kind of put to the back of our mind the fact that there is the need in the area. And we just want to, you know, kind of remind people that there are still people that use your services there and how they can help out.
Yeah, indeed. During the school year, you know, we are known for distributing backpack meals to kids at all the peer local schools and in Stanley County. And we do about 400 a week as far as making sure kids can get a weekend meal, you know, because the school will make sure they provide something during the week, but maybe on the weekend, pickings are small. Mm-hmm. And for those that the school deems eligible, we get a notification from the school at the beginning of each week how many backpack bags to pack. We call them backpack bags because in the beginning it did start out as backpacks full of food, but kids were required to bring the backpack each time to get new food, and then there were more backpacks than food.
right.
And so really it's a plastic grocery sack, but those are donated from the local Dakota Mart here in Pierre, and we would fill those each week and bring those down to the school. Now, I say we did because traditionally, we're during the school year, and we'll start up again when school starts. However, Feeding South Dakota does conduct a summertime backpack program that PARS has not been a part of before. And they've been doing that since school let out. But this week, for the first time, PARS is going to be a distribution point for the backpack program, just to make sure that people are having enough options of places to go to pick up food. And so it's done a little bit differently during the summer. There are four designated spots where parents can bring their kids to come and collect some food from us. We ask that children are present to receive the food, and there's no income guidelines, there's no paperwork necessary. And if you want more information on the summer backpack program, please contact Feeding South Dakota. But we're merely a distribution point for this one. During the school year, we have people from the problem solving corps that help us pack the foods. But so this, we're just handing it out. Feeding South Dakota took the heavy work on this one. So
Yeah. And what a great, I mean, the program during the school year is fantastic. But then, you know, a lot of times there is the drop off during the summer, and this is a great way to make sure that those kids continue to have something.
And there are four locations where you can pick up food. The Southeast Community Center is one, and then tonight is also I'm a day ahead. It's actually Thursday night that we do this, but it's Thursday from 3 to 5. And that's at all four distribution centers. But the Southeast Community Center also has their banquet meal on Thursday nights. And so that's been their most successful drop-off point at this deal. If you go there, you can get backpack food for the children, and then you can have a meal for yourself and the family. And that's all for free through the Southeast Community Center.
Fantastic.
And then the other two locations are the Owyhee Family YMCA and Urban Indian Health. Now, their location is now not too far from PARS.
That's right. They're downtown now.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. We ask that, you know, if you do participate in the backpack program, that you please only visit one. Because we do have, we want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to get this food that can.
Exactly.
And we ask that your children be present, but please don't send your 5-year-old there alone.
No, that would not be a good thing at all.
But so we're trying to help out in that capacity. As you said, you know, we aren't known for doing a lot of things during the summer, but there are a lot of things going on in the background as far as we are part of the Roundup program year-round with the city of Pierre. If you happen to round up on your phone bill,
right,
or not your phone bill, rather your utility bill, you can just a few pennies, you know, get you up to the next dollar. And then the city of Pierre has graciously allowed PARS to be able to help people pay their utility bills that are in danger of disconnect. And that goes on year round, but it's we've gone through the first quarter's money from the city now. So everything else is donations, and everything that we do at PARS is donations and the benevolence of the Pierre Fort Pierre area. People from Oneida, people from Blount, you know,
all around. The need is there, and people are stepping up. And the great thing, you just recently teamed up with the Zap and Farmers Union Insurance.
Yeah.
How did that go?
That went wonderful. It was my first Zap game on Friday night. The Meffords from Mefford Agency gave me a call and asked if I would participate in their jersey giveaway. And really, it was a $10 donation to PARS or three items of food got you a limited edition Oahe Zap jersey.
Right.
And Dave and I look just smashing in our jerseys.
Absolutely. You bet.
We were each contributors. But yeah, it was so successful on Friday night that the general manager, I talked to him on Sunday, and he said his phone was blowing up ever since we got done on Friday night. And people were wondering, how can I continue to donate? Because I wanted to go get a jersey, and we didn't make it down.
Right.
So the Meffords sent me a text on Sunday, and we did it again.
Fantastic.
So after 2 days, our total was not quite as much on Sunday as it was on Friday night, because we of course, had done quite a few.
Yeah, there was a lot of people.
But it was a great opportunity to be able to see the Zap as well. I can't get my phone to come up on the right page, but I'm gonna be pretty close with numbers. We had about $850 in cash and 615 pounds of food that were donated because of the Meffords and the Oahe Zap jerseys. And the Zap actually won on Friday night.
They did, yeah. And that's just a wonderful, and it's a great way to get in front of some people maybe otherwise you would not have.
Yeah, indeed. And people from River City Transit, you know, we work with them on helping people that are stranded in Pierre get to other locations or to medical appointments. And there were some of the drivers there that were like, oh, I didn't realize that you were the PARS guy.
There you go.
Because you do a lot of talking on the phone. But
right.
Yeah, and a lot of people from the community saw all kinds of people that I hadn't been able to work with in that capacity, that, you know, remember me from other things, and the people that we work with, and just very, very generous people that came in. On we were in front of Hyde Stadium on Friday, and then on Sunday we actually moved inside. So the people that we were getting, a lot of them had no idea, because this was just kind of thrown out.
Sure.
And so everything other than the phone calls that Jordan got.
There were a lot of those jerseys all weekend long, I'll tell you.
So you could tell the difference. People that brought the cans of food knew, and the people that brought the cash may or may not have, but it was a very cool deal. And the Meffords allowed me to stay and watch the Zap games both nights, and so you may have a new recruit here.
That is fantastic. Yeah, it really was great to hear that went so well, and that's going to go a long way.
Yeah.
And if there are folks that, you know, they would like to make some donations, whether it's financial or they want to bring some food out to help out with all the things you've got going on, what's a good way for them to do that, Corwin?
You can just come to our office anytime between 8 a.m. and noon, and between 1 and 5 any day of the week, Monday through Friday. We will be... someone will be in the office, will be able to take in your food or monetary donation. If it's food, we'll weigh it. We'll let you know how much it is. If it's monetary, we can give you a receipt for that. And our location is 110 West Missouri Avenue. We're right next to Job Service. We're kitty corner from the Legion Cabin. And if you're driving down Pierre Street, we're right behind Pierre Family Dental.
Fantastic. So just a little bug for maybe some businesses out there. Yeah. If you want a partner, they are more than willing to work something out, right?
Oh, absolutely. and and they do.
Yes.
And if you want to give us a phone call to make sure, you know, what you want to donate is something we can use, our phone number is 605-224-8731.
And the great thing, too, is what is donated here is distributed. It stays right here in Correct. The local area. So that's something to keep in mind for folks.
Yeah, we just ask that it's not expired and it's not opened.
And that's easy enough for us to do, right?
Yes, well, indeed.
Thank you for stopping in, Corwin. We will see you again very soon.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate All right. you very much.
Always good to have you here.
And thanks to everybody that came to the Pizza Ranch fundraiser on Monday, too.
That's right. That's right. That was an important one, too.
So another $600 was raised for that. So wow. thank you, everybody.
That is great. Your Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood was brought to you this morning by May Adam.